Well, I've owned the post office for 10 years, and in the last 5 years I've been running the Nullarbor run myself.
It's a pretty long run. How long does it take you?
14, 15 hours. Sometimes I have a bit of a sleep if it's needed, and I love it, absolutely love it.
It's a long way from Norseman to Eucla and back. What do you do to pass the time, apart from obviously drive?
Well, sing. I turn my iPod up and the windows actually pulse some days. I'm a bit hoarse today, actually, so, yeah. There's plenty to do. I wave at all the truckies and watched a big mob of kangaroos go up the ridge this morning, so, yeah.
So how many Ks do you do per week?
1430, twice a week.
3,000 Ks a week?
Yeah, that's it.
That's a lot of Ks. Are you a postie in Norseman as well?
I am. I've got a street contract in there, as well as this one out here.
What do you enjoy more?
This one. I love the people out here. They're so friendly. This is my weekend. My Wednesday and my Friday run is my days off. Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
And do you go just to roadhouses or to pastoral stations? I mean, what's the run like?
There's a lot of pastoral stations. Quite a few of those people will drive in and greet me, which is nice. There's a few fishing camps, roadhouses. And generally I get flagged down too. And you're the postie, would you take my postcard? So yeah, anybody and anything, yeah.
And I suppose you would have known these people for years and years now and built up quite a rapport.
Well, that's funny actually, because a lot of them, I mean, I've been here for 10 years. I met Mr. Campbell not long ago for the very first time. He just happened to front up at the gate when I was dropping the mail off and we got to shake hands, which was beautiful. So most of them I know and they drop into the post office, yeah.
What's the best thing about being the air highway postie?
The warmth that you get out here. The air highway has got a lot of warmth to offer. The people out here are beautiful. I'm a country girl anyway. So I usually walk in and give the big greeting and get one back. They all feed me out here too. And if it keeps happening, I'm going to end up with wide load written across the back of the car. I tell you what, get looked up and get really spoiled. My first stop, I get breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning. She's waiting there at Belladonia Station with Jaffles all heated up and nice for me. I get spoilt rotten.
There are some good cooks out here.
Yes, yeah, very good cooks. My contract is mail only, and I believe it's the longest mail only contract in Australia.
It sounds like you really like your job.
I do, I love my job. But in saying that, I mean, there was a partnership with this business. It's a little bit hard now because I find it really difficult to be at the post office and out here. I'm relying on staff because I'm on my own now, so I would really like a holiday, but yeah, no. I'm very, very pleased and very privileged to have this mail contract.
And in a town like Norseman, is it hard to get staff?
Well, it is because a lot of the industry in Norseman is mining and it's fly in, fly out. So a lot of my girls that work for me are wives of husbands, and if they transfer, well, wife goes too, and then we start 3 months training again for somebody else. Yeah, so it is a bit difficult.
Now, Jo, I'm just having a look at your van here, and I must say, a little bit disappointed you didn't turn up on a postie bike.
Don't hold your breath, Tara. You know, I often think of Mort Haslett. He was our pioneering postie in Norseman, and he used to travel, I think it was 3 days out to Belladonia in a horse and cart and just with a water bag. I get to sit on a comfortable seat in air conditioning, and I think, gee, they did it tough back then, as a lot of pioneers did, so I quite often think of him.
It must be one of the biggest postcodes in WA, the Norseman postcode, because you do go right out to the border.
Yes, well, that's our shire. It's one of the biggest shires, if not the biggest shire. It's got the shire has got the biggest coastline, I believe, so it's an impressive place.